It's a porn show, but it's a big porn show with a predicted million-dollar jolt for the Broward economy. Exotica owner and promoter Jay Handy says Miami Beach threw it all away by failing to nurture the relationship. The last straw, booking a much less classy porn convention within days of Exotica.
They were attempting to allow other events in that threatened the integrity of our show.
Moving to Fort Lauderdale will give Handy access to the Palm Beach market, as well as Broward's cohort of 20 to 50-year-old residents, whom he expects to be better customers than the tourists and young club hoppers who came to the Miami Beach Exotica. In Fort Lauderdale, they'll meet porn stars, browse sex-themed merchandise, even attend seminars. But there's something else this time. Cars and motorcycles. High-end hot rods and restored classics, which Handy figures may be a shared affinity with porn fans. Joe Schulman, who owns Graveyard Classics, a restoration business in Hollywood, is sure of it.
Food, women, cars, I would say it's a good match, yes. What else do the guys need?
Perhaps art. It's another diversification. Palm Coast painter Fang Ling Li had the sales day of her life at a porn show in Chicago a few years ago, and she's never looked back. Her passionate portraits of mostly naked women are fit for the home as long as the kids have moved out, but they still appeal to the porn market.
We've been very welcomed, very honored to be a part of this community, and everybody's really hardworking, and it's, you know, really respectful.
But the comforting classics will also be present at Exotica. Mistress C, who has a private dominatrix practice in California, came to Fort Lauderdale with her portable dungeon.
We have an interactive kinky play space where people will come in and get flogged and get, you know, spanked, and they can get some of their questions answered.
But maybe not all of their questions. Exotica is open until 11 tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. I'm Rick Stone in Fort Lauderdale.